Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Absolute pleasure. Willard and Dibs, y'all take it easy. Have a good one. Enjoy the game tonight.
On 95.7 The Game.
Has anybody checked on Hunter Pence?
Is he still in Egypt?
Like, I don't think he's got a voice left. Knowing that dude, how many woos did Hunter let go when that acquisition got made?
Hey, I'm sorry, Hunter. This is the bigger acquisition than you.
Yeah.
I don't mean to break bad news. He's not upset. He's happy.
No. He's on his 18th cup of coffee today. He's fine. Everything's fine.
I thought he was the kind of guy who didn't need coffee because he was just naturally that way.
You're probably right, but he loves it. I don't know. That's a classic chicken of the egg question. Like, Hunter, like, does the energy come and then you just love coffee, or is the energy because of the coffee?
I think for Hunter, he has that energy,
and the coffee
brings it to a different level.
Yeah, but I just say this. I know everyone's kind of playing with that today. What's the biggest acquisition? Look, he's got to go play, and he's got to play well, and this has to become a thing. But when you talk about the noise something makes when it lands, the size of the plane, there's nothing bigger than this in history. Because
of Giants baseball,
yes,
you're talking
about. It's not like other deals. Like, other deals come at the deadline and guys have contracts that are coming up, or it's speculative. The beauty of deals like Jeff Kent and Kevin Mitchell, you were giving up players at that time who you really, as Giants fans, you were excited about. You loved some of those players, right? I mean, whether it was Matt Williams and Chris Brown and the people that were in these deals, you're like, hold on a second, wait a minute. And then their play took everything to a different level of conversation. This is different. You just traded for someone who's got 8 years left on his deal.
And who's 28.
At 28.
In his prime.
For north of $250 million. That's never happened before.
One of the 10 or 15 best hitters in baseball.
Yeah.
And he's now a Giant.
That's different.
We hope we're going to make a good impression on him over the next 2.5-3 months and hope that he wants to stay here, cross our fingers. He's here for 8.5 years.
Which is why, and I say this with all due respect to Zach, because he's speaking publicly as he has to from his position.
I know where
you're
going.
They did not acquire Rafi Devers without having any idea if he'd be okay being here or if he'd be okay not playing third base.
Fingers crossed, like, he wants to be a DH or a first baseman.
We'll talk to him tomorrow right before the press conference and meet him for the first time. No. He's got an agent. You spoke to the agent. You spoke to his family. You spoke to his right shoe and hoped that it would respond. You did your due diligence because this is a massive, massive investment. And so they know. They know. They know that he's okay not playing third base because third base is taken here. And you're not going to take the best third base defensive player we've ever seen out of third base.
Yeah.
So Rafi will do something else. If it's DH, if it's first, if it's some of both, or if it's a wild card. I've heard Shasky be like, look, They don't really have second base solidified. Could he do that? I kind of doubt it, but could there be moments? I don't know. I don't know what the guy is willing to do, but I do know that they know what the guy is willing to do. Let's put it that way.
No doubt. And for those of you who, I mean, there's probably not, I mean, there's, I would imagine a good chunk of Giants fans who probably don't watch a lot of Red Sox baseball and know what's happening with Devers and what has been happening this year. He's played third base his entire career. This offseason, they reportedly made a promise to him that he would continue to be their third baseman, and that's what he wanted. Then they went out and signed Alex Bregman to a deal. Bregman, longtime third baseman of the Astros, better defensively at third than Devers. So the Red Sox then approached Devers and said, we want you to be our DH now because we signed Bregman. And Devers, having the promise from them, was kind of hesitant to make that move. Ultimately, he probably was grumbling, accepted it, and became the DH. Then Tristan Casas, their young first baseman, gets injured. I think he might be out for the year. It's at least like a 60-day IL. And they asked him, okay, you're our DH right now, but now we want you to pick up a glove and learn first base. You never played first base in your life. Can you do that for us? And he just flatly said, no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
First, I was your third baseman. You promised me that. Now you're making me the DH. Now you want me to be the first baseman? No, I'm not moving around like that. I am your DH now. So it feels like, as long as the Giants don't promise third base to him.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And which, of course, they're not going to.
Right.
Then he doesn't have the right to be upset about it the way that he was upset at the Red Sox.
Yeah, I don't think it's an issue. I do think this was a Red Sox-specific communication issue.
Yeah, so it seemed
like. It's not about his unwillingness to be a good teammate. And I think it's important to bring that up. Zach says, you know, the word they're getting is that he's very excited to be here. He and Adames are friends. They go way back.
All of his teammates say the same thing, by the way.
Yeah, I don't like this idea that he's a malcontent, I think is incorrect. From everything I've heard, this was Red Sox-specific communication. My thought is that you're going to see Rafi Devers be the Giants' first baseman for the foreseeable future. I think that's what this is. Matt Chapman is your third baseman. You're having a lot of success with Wilmer Flores as your DH. Wilmer is going to continue to be your DH. Rafi can be your DH on certain nights. Wilmer either needs a night off or, you know, there's an injury here, there or not, what have you. I know people are worried about Bryce Eldridge. Bryce is not ready. I think that Rafi Devers is going to be the Giants' first baseman.
Maybe. It is a position he's never played.
Yep.
And like there's a challenge in learning that. And he hasn't picked up a glove all year, although he's been working defensively.
He's been working on the side. Yep.
So who knows? Even like going back and playing third base for a couple of weeks while Chapman is out might still be a challenge. Because, again, he hasn't played it all season. That's what he's done for his entire career. But it might take a little bit to just get him back in that groove. I wouldn't be surprised if he DHs for the majority of this season. But then you look at maybe next year he starts as a first baseman. I'm not exactly sure.
But what are you doing with Wilmer Flores if he DHs this
year? Wilmer could play first two of every 3 days.
I disagree.
Dominic Smith could play first the other day.
I mean, so, I don't think that they, I'm not saying.
He just never played first base before. I don't know if you immediately throw him there.
I know, but if you're an infielder, that means you have pretty good hands. That means you can handle a glove, you can handle a ground ball. Again, is he playing first base tomorrow night? I don't know. Third base is probably an option to start because Matt Chapman is hurt, and I don't know if Casey Schmidt is hurt, quite frankly. I don't know. And if that's the case, he may be your third baseman tomorrow night and for the next few weeks. But after that, I really do believe that Devers is going to be a first baseman. They do not want Wilmer Flores out of the lineup, and they do not want Wilmer Flores playing in the field. They've made that pretty clear so far this year, or else they probably would have put him at first base already with the way that Lamont Wade was playing.
Probably.
You know? So, anyway, that's my sort of positional expectation. We'll see. 888-957-9570. We really want to hear from as many Giants fans as possible today. On an emotional level, how did this hit you? What the Giants did yesterday, the acquisition of Rafael Devers, one of the best hitters in the game. He's on his way. Physical has been passed. Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, James Tibbs, and one other rookie ball player on their way to Boston in exchange. And Devers is now a Giant for 8 years running. Just a crazy middle of June deal that takes place. And I do want to circle back and focus for just a second on ownership and what this deal means to me as a Giants fan. Like, Peter McGowan saved baseball in San Francisco. This ballpark got built largely because of Peter McGowan. And Giants ownership had been strong throughout sort of the first half of my life of being a Giants fan. You've circled now to an era post-dynasty for the Giants where there have been a lot of questions about ownership. A lot of questions. And I'm not just talking about the political donations of Charles Johnson. I'm talking about the fact that Farhan Zaidi seemingly was not doing a lot of long-term deals. He was not getting across the finish line with regard to a lot of the free agency contracts they were trying to sign. All the while, Mission Rock project ongoing, and Greg Johnson at times throwing out the signal that, yeah, they wanted to pull back a little bit on payroll. I, for the last 4 years or so, have had all kinds of problems with trusting Giants ownership. I couldn't tell you that I didn't, but I knew that it wasn't unequivocal. It was not clear trust. I did not know exactly what to feel about the finances of this ownership group, and today I do.
No doubt. But
like that. That ended immediately with this deal. That tells me they're in it to win it.
You want to know what's interesting to me about how this acquisition makes me feel? Because so many people are saying, well, the next 4 or 5 years, Giants going to get a lot out of Devers, but the final 3 years of this deal, man, that might be ugly. And for Devers specifically, okay, maybe that's true. I think what this deal signals to me is it almost doesn't matter if the final 3 years are ugly, because I have this newfound confidence that under Buster Posey and under this ownership group, maybe it changes 5, 6 years from now, who knows? But I have a newfound confidence that I have not had in the Giants in a very long time, that no matter the circumstances, they're going to push their chips to the middle of the table and they're going to make the financial investment necessary to win baseball games. And if that means going out and signing another or trading for another big contract 6 years from now while Devers is making $30 million at age 34, like, I have confidence that they're going to do that. I have confidence that even if a move like this maybe turns out to be a failure, or the Adames moves turn out to be a failure, that the Giants are going to follow that up and say, all right, we just missed on that one, but we're going to go out and give it another try. I don't have the fear that this is going to be a team that now shrivels up and stops spending money. I haven't felt that way about the Giants in a very, very long time. And while so much of this is about confidence for the right now, my mindset has entirely shifted for the future as well, because this feels like a commitment to winning that I just haven't quite felt from the top down in a really long time.
I'd also throw this out there. 2033 is a long time from now.
Yep.
So the fact that Devers is making $28.5 million in 2033, I don't even know if that's going to be that big of a contract by then.
Do you want to know why it's a little smaller? Because there's also deferred money.
Yes.
The Giants are in on the deferred money game. Let's go.
Not a lot, though.
It's like $7
million? Yeah, it's about, it works out to about, well, it looks, based on his contract, like it's maybe a couple million a year for the remaining years on the deal. But, yeah, he's going to be making less than $30 million. I mean, Shohei's making 70, right? And that's all happening many, many years from now. So from the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes, no appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. 888-957-9570. That is the number. What does this say about Giants ownership? What's your emotional reaction? We can get into the positional move. There are some things I'd like to share with regard to the Kyle Harrison side of this as well. We'll do all that coming up next. Grandy's here for Dibs, Willard and Dibs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.